You are going to listen to a recording about the biggest lies about beauty. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, match the beginnings of the sentences 1 to 5 with the sentence endings A to H. There are two extra sentence endings you should not use. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
Hello to all you listeners out there, and welcome to another afternoon full of interesting news, fascinating facts, and amazing reports. This is Mitch Lane, and you are listening to this week's broadcast of Haven't You Heard? As always, let me give you a quick overview of today's topics. First on our list is a short report on the biggest lies about beauty, followed by some of the latest gossip about your favourite celebrities, and finally, we will provide you with 10 awesome ways to save money. Now, the following report has been released by a research team at Cambridge and offers truly remarkable insights into the topic of beauty. Enjoy!
Beauty might be the biggest mystery life has to offer, since there are few other topics commanding such strong emotions and beliefs among all of us. Mankind has never been able to agree on what is beautiful and what isn't, and it seems we are drifting further apart as we speak. Almost every culture has its own very specific ideas about what perfection looks like and celebrates its specific image of beauty. In our most recent research project, we have been trying to determine how realistic certain images and perceptions of beauty are. The expectations put forward by societies put pressure on both genders and have an especially far-reaching impact on young adults who, in most cases, have not yet established or finalized their own ideas on physical perfection. Since many societies have reached a point where they worship quite unnatural images of beauty, which collide with reality, thousands of adolescents and young adults have to deal with the fact that they simply cannot achieve the aims they set for themselves. This growing gap between reality and expectations can be seen as responsible for a lack of self-confidence and pride in those age groups. When the images of physical perfection presented by the environment forces young men and women to despair due to the impossibility of reaching their goals, we risk destroying the vulnerable psyche of people who can no longer accept who they are. Apart from the unrealistic expectation towards people's physical appearances, there is another issue which we have been looking at in more detail. Beauty and its corresponding requirements are subject to constant change. Within a decade, most society's perceptions of beauty undergo several adjustments. While this has always been the case, the past decade has presented us with the most extreme variety of concepts. Since constant change commonly results in feelings of confusion and disorientation, people may even begin to suffer from psychological problems. The main problem lies in the fact that it is virtually impossible to withdraw from this vicious cycle, because there is no escaping the world surrounding us. If it was only fashion magazines and television shows, we might be able to distance ourselves from the ideas presented, but the message is there, in the clothes we buy, the packages our food is wrapped in, and the advertisements accompanying us throughout the day. Finally, there is one last aspect I think is worth mentioning. A growing number of people look for salvation in cosmetic surgery, hoping that a scalpel will achieve what all their efforts couldn't. However, what patients are commonly unaware of is that turning to cosmetic surgery is often only the first step to spinning out of control. Most people assume they will find peace after having undergone surgery. However, the truth often is that one operation leads to the next. Because once we have perfected a small part of ourselves, our expectations increase and we start looking for the next part which could be corrected or improved.
Hello to all you listeners out there, and welcome to another afternoon full of interesting news, fascinating facts, and amazing reports. This is Mitch Lane, and you are listening to this week's broadcast of Haven't You Heard? As always, let me give you a quick overview of today's topics. First on our list is a short report on the biggest lies about beauty, followed by some of the latest gossip about your favourite celebrities, and finally, we will provide you with 10 awesome ways to save money. Now, the following report has been released by a research team at Cambridge and offers truly remarkable insights into the topic of beauty. Enjoy!
Beauty might be the biggest mystery life has to offer, since there are few other topics commanding such strong emotions and beliefs among all of us. Mankind has never been able to agree on what is beautiful and what isn't, and it seems we are drifting further apart as we speak. Almost every culture has its own very specific ideas about what perfection looks like and celebrates its specific image of beauty. In our most recent research project, we have been trying to determine how realistic certain images and perceptions of beauty are. The expectations put forward by societies put pressure on both genders and have an especially far-reaching impact on young adults who, in most cases, have not yet established or finalized their own ideas on physical perfection. Since many societies have reached a point where they worship quite unnatural images of beauty, which collide with reality, thousands of adolescents and young adults have to deal with the fact that they simply cannot achieve the aims they set for themselves. This growing gap between reality and expectations can be seen as responsible for a lack of self-confidence and pride in those age groups. When the images of physical perfection presented by the environment forces young men and women to despair due to the impossibility of reaching their goals, we risk destroying the vulnerable psyche of people who can no longer accept who they are. Apart from the unrealistic expectation towards people's physical appearances, there is another issue which we have been looking at in more detail. Beauty and its corresponding requirements are subject to constant change. Within a decade, most society's perceptions of beauty undergo several adjustments. While this has always been the case, the past decade has presented us with the most extreme variety of concepts. Since constant change commonly results in feelings of confusion and disorientation, people may even begin to suffer from psychological problems. The main problem lies in the fact that it is virtually impossible to withdraw from this vicious cycle, because there is no escaping the world surrounding us. If it was only fashion magazines and television shows, we might be able to distance ourselves from the ideas presented, but the message is there. In the clothes we buy, the packages our food is wrapped in, and the advertisements accompanying us throughout the day. Finally, there is one last aspect I think is worth mentioning. A growing number of people look for salvation in cosmetic surgery, hoping that a scalpel will achieve what all their efforts couldn't. However, what patients are commonly unaware of is that turning to cosmetic surgery is often only the first step to spinning out of control. Most people assume they will find peace after having undergone surgery. However, the truth often is that one operation leads to the next. Because once we have perfected a small part of ourselves, our expectations increase and we start looking for the next part which could be corrected or improved.